decision on Title 42. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The Supreme Court is keeping pandemic restrictions on immigration in place for now.
A divided Supreme Court sided with several states arguing to keep Title 42 health restrictions in place. The court agreeing to hear arguments in their challenge in February. The pandemic-related provision allowing migrants seeking asylum to be quickly turned away was set to expire as soon as today. Immigration advocates had sued to end the program, and a lower court agreed before a challenge from Republican-led states appealed, warning of unprecedented calamity. In a dissent, Justice Neil Gorsuch disagreed with the Supreme Court's intervention, writing the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. President Biden says he'll have to enforce Title 42, but ending it is overdue. State and military police are trying to keep people off the snow-choked roads of Buffalo, New York. And forecasters say the area could see a couple more inches of snow on top of the massive amounts on the ground.
Buffalo Airport, 51 inches. Lakeview, 47 inches, just a little over that. As we look at the yearly average, you can see 95 inches. This is for Buffalo. We're already overachieving the yearly average. Of course, we still have several more months of winter left to go.
Fox Weather's Bridget Mahoney. Officials are blaming at least 35 deaths in western New York on the storm. Ukrainian officials continue to raise doubts about a peace deal with Russia amid ongoing attacks. Fox's Nate Foy is in Kyiv.
Ukraine hopes for a peace summit in the coming months, but says Russia's actions along the front line is proof that they're not actually interested in peace. Russia claims to have shot down a Ukrainian drone targeting an airbase deep inside Russia.
This comes as intense fighting continues in Bakhmut in the Donbas region. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pennsylvania's acting Secretary of State has certified the election results from November.
A spokesperson for Pennsylvania's Department of State says acting Secretary Lee Chapman certified all November election results last Thursday. The Associated Press says petitions for recounts in 27 counties delayed things. A former elections official in Mercer County, Pennsylvania, told Spotlight PA earlier this month he'd never seen so many petitions for recounts filed. There were an especially high number filed in Berks, Bucks, and Columbia counties by people skeptical of tabulation machines. Judges did authorize recounts in 19 precincts within six counties, but it did not impact vote outcomes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Officials are assessing water damage at the Ohio State House after a pipe burst during freezing weather, sending water pouring into the Senate chamber and other areas this morning. It is not expected to affect the scheduled start of the new legislative session next week. A suspected carjacker in Tennessee apparently had company.
Bethany Wilson is accused of carrying out a string of armed carjackings and using her five-year-old child as a human shield. Police in Clarksville say she stole a woman's Nissan on Thursday after pointing a gun at the victim as she filled the vehicle with gas. A short time later, Wilson allegedly stole a man's Mercedes from an intersection. The victim told police she fired a shot and used a child as a shield. Both vehicles were recovered. After that, police say Wilson stole and crashed a Ford pickup truck. She was tracked down that same day at a Days Inn. The child was found unharmed in the hotel room. Wilson faces charges including aggravated robbery. Pam Puso, Fox News.
An Alabama sheriff died Monday, just 3 weeks before he was set to start his third term. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office says Sheriff Joe Settinger died after a brief illness. I'm Joe Chief, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.